I swear to God, I'm not wearing just my underwear right now. This is Beth.
Hi, this is Beth Ditto from The Gossip, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. No, yeah, this is the best thing in the world. You guys are going to be blown away.
Makes her cry. She waves a little song like a flag. It goes out across the city. Miracles have happened, but I'm in love with the sky.
And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and the show is Canada Post Rock. I'm your host, P-Bone, and we're going to be on air until 1 a.m. this evening. Starting off the program, we heard something from Shellac, an old 7-inch that came out in 1993, I should say. It's a 7-inch called Uranus, and you heard the opening track called Doris. Really, really awesome 7-inch. One of two of the first 7-inches that they put out. Really, really good. Definitely pick it up. One of the things I like about this is they list pretty much all the tape recorders that they use and all the microphones and all the stuff like that. Anyways, like I said, I'm going to be on air until 1 a.m. this evening. Check out the website at canadapostrock.ca for podcasts, playlists, and stuff like that. And don't forget to check out citr.ca for everything you need regarding CITR. So hope everyone's doing pretty good this evening. I got a pretty mixed bag of stuff for you. We're going to start off with some female artists, move into some pretty strange black metal, and at the very end, you're going to hear some very post-rocky stuff towards the very end. So starting off the program, we're going to hear something from an artist that Steve Albini of Shellac has recorded a number of times and toured with. Her name is Shannon Wright, and she's based out of Georgia, and she has a brand new album, well, an album that came out a few months ago. It's called Secret Blood, and it's one of her second albums that she put out prior to leaving well, at, prior to Touch and Go breaking up, she put out, Touch and Go going under, I should say. She put out almost all of her albums out on Touch and Go and Quarter Stick Records, but unfortunately they went under in 2009, and she was left to a new label, and it's a label based out of France called Vicious Circle. And I just picked up the vinyl of this. It's the first vinyl that I have of Shannon Wright. Everything else that I own is all CDs. So you're going to hear a track called Commoner's Saint, and this has more of a kind of a raw guitar sound, similar to the Over the Sun album that came out in 2004. After Shannon Wright, you're going to hear something from a Swedish group that I saw on the weekend. Wild Birds and Peace Drums played at the Waldorf Hotel on Friday. And they're a duo out of Sweden, male-female duo. And you can hear a track off their album called The Snake that came out in 2009, a track called There Is No Light. And then I guess we'll see what we get to after that. So right here on Canada Post Rock and CITR Radio, this is something from Shannon Wright, followed by Wild Birds and Peace Drums.
Painful, still love me like a red light. I'm in the desire of always. tell holes, no one love me when I'm dark for dark for painful, still I'm empty like a railing blade on the just beside the road.
Sunday, Monday, Sunday, Thursday night only, Thunderbird Radio Hell.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Jay, how's it going?
All right, I guess.
I didn't think I would bump into you in the street.
No, usually on Thursday nights I'm listening to Thunderbird Radio Hell.
So am I.
Yeah, usually the radio has a show on at 9 p.m. to 11.
9 p.m. to 11 p.m., that's right.
It's a pretty good show.
Is that the show with the live bands?
Yeah, it sounds like there's talking between the band and the guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Interviewing bands while they're still alive.
I'll check it out.
Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone. What you just heard was some stuff from Wild Birds and Peace Drums, a Swedish duo, and these guys are played at the Waldorf Hotel on Friday. They put on an awesome show. Fortunately, it was kind of an early one. Finished something at like 10 or 10:30. Anyways, you hear a track called There Is No Light off the album called The Snake that came out on a record label called The Control Group. And they've also put out stuff on the Leaf label. And prior to that was the latest from Shannon Wright, a track called Commoner's Saint off the brand new album that came out on Vicious Circle Records. It's called Secret Blood. So like I said, you're listening to Canada Post Rock, and we're going to make a huge left turn from what we've just been hearing. So right now we're going to get into a couple of the black metal bands I was talking about, and you're going to hear something from a extreme black metal label called the Ajna Offensive. They're a label out of the States that's based out of Oregon, and they put out some pretty intense black metal, and the latest is something from a band out of Florida called Negative Plane. And they put out a brand new album called Stained Glass Revelations. And you can pick it up on the Ajna Offensive as a double LP. And you're going to hear a track off of it called Angels of Veiled Bone. And it's some pretty dark and very grim, evil-sounding black metal. They use a lot of eerie-sounding church organs. They put out, I think, a couple albums on the Ajna Offensive. Very interesting label. Check out some other stuff that they put out on there. And they've put out stuff from Watain, Tormentor, and even Deathspell Omega. They've even put out some pretty out there stuff, like Bobby Bo Salel, who is one of the guys from the Charles Manson cult, who is also a musician. He's even put out a few albums on the Ajna record label. Check him out at theajnaoffensive.com. And they're one of the labels that's associated with Southern Lord Records, and they've done a lot of work with Stephen O'Malley. He's one of the co-founders of the label. So after the Ajna Offensive label, or after Negative Plane, you're going to hear something from a black metal band out on Thrill Jockey Records. They're called Liturgy, and they're one of the first black metal bands on that label, and they usually put out a lot of experimental music, but it's pretty interesting that they're putting out something like this. Liturgy has a brand new album called Aesthetica, and you're going to hear a track off of it track was called Tragic Laurel, and they fuse a lot of elements of like traditional black metal, but they mix in a lot of elements of like very polished technical metal, similar to the Flying Luttenbachers or Mick Barr. So anyways, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Negative Plane, followed by Liturgy.
Are you interested in radio, but not quite sure how to get involved? CITR is the place for you. We are a volunteer-driven campus and community radio station with a variety of volunteer opportunities. Want to become an on-air programmer? Learn about promotions? Maybe become a news or arts reporter? Come learn about all the ways you can become involved at CITR. Volunteer orientations are held on the first Monday of every month at 6:30 p.m. If the first Monday falls on a statutory holiday, the orientation moves to the second Monday. Visit CITR.ca for more information.
Back. That was just some absolutely blistering black metal. That was Liturgy, and the track off the Aesthetica album. That was a track called A Tragic Laurel, and that's out on the Thrill Jockey record label, of all places. And prior to that, you heard some stuff from Negative Plane, and that was some of the stuff with the kind of eerie church organ. That was a track taken off the brand new Ajna Offensive release called... it's called Stained Glass Revelations, and you heard the track called Angels of Veiled Bone. That was a really, really good set of some nice American black metal. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and the show is Canada Post Rock. I'm your host, P-Bone. You got about just over half an hour left on the program. And right now we're going to move away from the metal music, and we're going to get into something from Constellation Records, a favorite on this show. I pretty much play everything from this label. You're going to hear something from the Silver Mount Zion album called Collapsed Traditionnels that came out in 2010. You're going to hear the opening track called There Is a Light. And I'm kind of revisiting this track because I just discovered a new release from Constellation Records. From Maintana Roberts, and she's a jazz saxophone player who appears on this track. It's about a 15-minute track, so I'm just going to play this one, and then I'll come back to you and play some more stuff to close off the show. But right here on Canada Post Rock and CITR Radio, this is something from Silver Mount Zion, and this track is called There Is a Light.
Men lay Apollo Ghosts, my friend Wallace, and No Band are playing a show together at the planetarium under a laser light show and projected images of outer space. This is an all-ages event, and 100% of the proceeds will be going to help send inner-city kids to Rock Camp for Girls in Space Camp. There will also be a far-out art exhibit and silent auction featuring work from the Open Heart Collective. It's all happening on the summer solstice, Tuesday, June 21st at 8 p.m. The show starts at 8:30. Tickets are only $15 and can be snagged from Zulu, Red Cat, and Cinephile Video on Main Street. That's Apollo Ghosts, my friend Wallace, and No Band, playing under a laser light show and raising money for charity, June 21st.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone. The current show is Canada Post Rock, and what you just heard was something from Silver Mount Zion's 2010 album called Collapse Traditionnels, and you heard the opening track called There Is a Light. Awesome 15-minute track on a double 10-inch vinyl put out by Montreal's Constellation Records. So you're going to hear some more stuff from Constellation in this next set. You're going to hear something from Efren Manuel Minuk, one of the longtime members of, well, longtime founders of Silver Mount Zion and Godspeed. He has a new solo album out called High Gospel, and you're going to hear a track of it called Chickadees Roar Part 2. And check out CSTRecords.com to pick up this vinyl. And let me see, after that you're going to hear something from Explosions in the Sky, a track off their album called Take Care, Take Care, Take Care, and it's out on Temporary Residence Records. You're going to hear a track called Postcard from 1952, and I haven't picked this up on vinyl yet, but hopefully I will soon. They always put out some really awesome colored vinyl from Temporary Residence, and the last one is just amazing. There was a three sides were music, and then the fourth side was like a beautiful etching of like a boat and water. So hopefully I'll be able to pick up that soon. So I guess this is probably the last time I talk to you. I'll be here next week with some more great music, and stay tuned for some more great programming on CITR Radio, and don't forget to go to canadapostrock.ca for the latest podcasts and playlists, and hit citr.ca for the latest CITR info. So until next week, stay tuned and stay listening to CITR Radio right here on Canada Post Rock Radio. This is something from Ephraim Manuel Minuk.